看雅各书第一章，我们今天看十九节至二十七节。Turn your Bibles to James chapter 1, verse 19 to 27. 我们今天看这个快快听定要行神的道。And this morning our topic is quick to hear and do God's word. 我们要听和要做神的说话。We need to hear God's word and we need to do it. 十九节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们各人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，全温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细察看那传被使人自由的律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住自己的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们可以看你的话语，靠你教导我们怎样去听你的教导，怎样去行你的教导。主，我们愿意今天你透过这个经文里面开晓我们的心，愿意孩子可以很清楚表达你要我们所听的道。我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 好，这个经文十九节教我们要快快的听，慢慢的讲。 And so here in 19 it tells us to quick to hear and slow to speak。如果你记得是第一章雅各里面是讲试验和试探。 If you remember from our study in the first chapter of James, he's talking about trials and temptations。 所以他给我们第一个重要的是要我们点我们面对试验有什么反应。 And so the first important thing he's talking about in this chapter is that how do we face trials, right?跟住第二嘅就系我哋对试探嘅反应。And then the second thing he's talking is what is your reaction in temptation? How to face temptation? 而家佢第三样嘢喺度咧，就系教我哋对神嘅话语有咩反应。And now the third point he's talking about in this chapter is what is our reaction or how do we deal with God's word? 嗱，其实我哋系怎样是听神的话语都可以是一个试验或者一个试探。 And in reality, how we respond to God's word can be a trial or a temptation also. 因为这个话要快快的听，慢慢的讲，是吧？ Because it says be quick to hear and slow to speak. 那很多事我们是听和讲是一个试探。 And often when we speak or when we hear it can be a temptation to us, right? 有人讲话神给你一把口两只耳，因为要你听多啲，讲少啲。 You know, they say that, you know, God gave you one mouth and two ears because he wants you to hear more and speak less. 我们要小心，我们不要快快的说。好多人是太快讲嘢，冲口而出讲嘅说话，讲完之后收唔翻。 And we have to be careful not to speak too rashly, too quickly, because so often when we speak too quickly, then once it's out of our mouth, we can never get it back, right?So, 我们需要呢 去快快的听，慢慢的讲。 And so we need to listen more and speak less. 嗱，呢个讲得好，因为如果我们讲得快呢，我们其实是听不入耳。 You know, it's a good lesson to learn, because if we're speaking all the time, we speak too fast, then we won't hear what others are saying. And if we can't hear what God is saying, then that's a temptation to us. So James is not talking about personal relationships here. 在第三章,他讲我们的试探,我们讲是非. In chapter 3, he's going to be talking about our speech and gossip and all that sort of stuff. 在这里,他强调我们听神的教导. But here, the emphasis is on listening to God's word. 所以他说快快的听,他没有说快快听神的教导, 但是上下问你,我们知道他讲神的教导. And even though it doesn't say quick to hear God's word, as we take it in the context that what he's talking about, that's what he's meaning. So we need to hear God's word. We should have a desire, a thirst, a hunger and a thirst for God's word. We shouldn't want to listen to gossip and idle talk. We should not want to listen to all that nonsense that's going on. You know, there's all this garbage that you can fill your ears with, but God wants you to hear His word. So we should have a heart and so as Christians we should have in our heart a desire to hear God's word. And that is actually a good check to see if somebody is a Christian. Because if you're not a Christian, you have no desire to hear the word of God. But if you have been born again, if you are a Christian and have Jesus in your heart, you have that desire to hear the word of God. We should be like in 1 Peter chapter 1, 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached unto you. And as it says in 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3, it says, as newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word that they may grow therein, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So and so as Christians, we should have that desire in our heart to hear more about God, to learn more about God. 猶太人的師傅以前會這樣說神給你一個舌頭兩個耳仔. And then the old rabbis, the Jewish rabbis would say, God's given us two ears and only one tongue.
接著他說耳仔就是公開舌頭隱藏在牙齒後面.
But then they say the ears are open, but the mouth, the tongue is hidden behind your teeth. So, and because it's hidden behind your teeth, the meaning is that you shouldn't speak so much, right? So we should be quick to hear and slow to speak. We need to be quick to hear God's word. We need to learn how to swallow our saliva and not speak so much.
少说话呢，人当你系聪明；多说话，人哋当你愚蠢。
You know, the less you speak, the more wise people think you are, and the more you speak, the more foolish you are. So, 如果一个愚蠢嘅人系讲少话咧，人哋当佢系聪明。And so, if a foolish guy doesn't talk much, then people will think he's wise. 所以你想人哋当你系聪明咧，你就唔好讲咁多嘢啊。And so, if you want people to think you're wise, just don't talk so much. 同埋，如果你系你话快快听，慢慢讲，慢慢动脑。When here it says be quick to speak, slow to no, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, slow to wrath. 因为如果讲得太多嘢，好容易同人哋发生争执。Because you speak too much, you get into arguments and debates all the time. 我觉得我哋读圣经咧，有时太急，我哋要快快听，慢慢吸收。And as we read the Bible, I think so often we're in too much of a hurry. We need to hurry up to hear, but we have to slow down and listen. 系咪？好多事我哋要吸收， we need to absorb it and let it sink into us. 我要慢慢读，慢慢了解，先至会明白。As we need to read it slowly and get an understanding, then we can get a good the meaning out of it. 所以快快听，就可能要专心留意。And so I think the meaning of quick to listen means that you need to pay attention, you need to focus on it.
有些人呢就是无心听的，我试试遇到这些人。
There are some people that have no desire to hear the word of God, and I often meet them.
他会问我问题，他说牧师，我想了解圣经一个问题。
They say, Pastor, I want to understand the answer to this question.
跟着他问问题，我答半句都没有，他就在这里讲大篇长论的东
西。 And then I start to answer, and before I even finish my first sentence, they go on and start talking about all this other stuff.
Well, wait, 你不是想听我解释的吗？
I said, don't you want to hear the answer?
他时时都是遇到这样的人，是不是？你问一个问题，你没解答，他又问第二个问题，没解答，又问第三个问题，又没解答。
You know, they ask a question, before you answer it, they ask another one, and before you answer that, they ask another one. They just want to talk.
他只是想讲东西的。
圣经叫你快快地听，慢慢地讲，不要讲那么多东西。 So the Bible teaches us, hurry up to listen, don't speak so much. 所以另外一个是叫我们小心，我们要是有一个心呢，就是听神的教导。
我觉得另外一个意思就是我们要认识耶稣之后，了解清楚我们信仰，才去讲。
I think another meaning that James is putting here, the emphasis is that we need to understand what we believe before we start talking about it.
你有没有见过这些人信了主不够一个月啊？就好像明星啊，香港都有，美国好流行的。一个明星因为有红，有多人识的，信耶稣一个月，他即刻拱他出来讲见证啊。
Have you ever seen, you know, they do it in Hong Kong, they do it in the United States, you know, a movie star, a famous person gets saved, and within a month they put him on stage to give his testimony?
事事都会发生，刚刚信耶稣，识啲乜嘢可以在台上讲话？
They just got saved, what do they know to stand in front of a bunch of people?
其实你刚刚信耶稣一个月，你识啲乜嘢？知道我是一个罪人，耶稣宽恕我，是不是？
All we know is, as a brand new baby Christian, is I'm a sinner and Jesus saved my sins, right?
但是很多明星我们当哇，明星信耶稣，周围讲见证，周围拱他出来，其实是害死人啊。
You know, as we get movie stars and famous people, we put them up on stage too early, you know, we're destroying their life.
很多人这样，今天讲见证，明天又有丑闻啊，因为他生命没改变嘛。
And many of them, you know, they give their testimony today, and then tomorrow you hear this terrible news about them because their life hasn't changed.
那个话快快听，慢慢讲，冇讲咁多嘢。
James is teaching us, listen more and don't speak so much.
我有人来这里说，牧师，我信耶稣，我要讲见证。
There's people who have come to our church and they're pastor, I'm a Christian, I want to give a testimony.
说你信耶稣几耐？
一个月咯。
And I said, how long have you been a Christian?
1 month.
I said, 好，你在这里慢慢听，慢慢学，慢慢清楚了解你的信仰是什么。
And so I said, okay, come to church, learn about God, absorb, listen, let God change you.
适合时间我们安排你生命真的有的确的改变之后可以讲见证。
And then after your life is changed and we can see that you're truly changed, then we can have a time for you to give a testimony.
是吧？雅各是这样的意思，就是太快被人讲见证，其实是害死人，要害死毁损为神的声誉。And it can, you know, giving people an opportunity to give their testimony in public too soon can harm that person. It can also harm the name of God. Dishonor the name of God.
特别如果那个人是临当啊，上耶稣三分钟热度，跟着翻转头。
Especially if the person, you know, is only, you know, like, you know, a plant growing up really fast and then the sun comes down and withers it out and he falls back in the old life.
所以这里雅各呢就在21节呢他教导我们。
And so in chapter 1 verse 21, James is telling us, 所以你们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶，全温柔的心领受那栽种的道，就是能教你们灵魂的道。
我们听到之后要领受神的道。
After we hear God's word, we need to receive God's word.
这个21节讲我们听，有些东西会阻止我们领受神的道。
And here in verse 21 it says that there's some things that can hinder us, keep us from receiving the word of God.
他说污秽的盈余的邪恶。
It says that filthy things, the things of this world, evil, can keep us from hearing God's word.
他说要脱落这些东西，脱去一切这些污秽。
It says here we have to take off these things.
在希列文那个好像剥件衣服。
And in the Greek, it's like taking off your shirt.
因为这件衣服是污秽，是有污渍的，是不干净。
Because the shirt's dirty, it's got spots on it. It's, you know, it's got stains, I should say. Not spots, stains.
我要脱去。但这个污秽的字在希列文另外有一个字根可以有这样的解释。
But the word used here for filth can comes from a root word in the Greek that can have another meaning.
是讲到以立，你耳仔里面那些立。
Yeah, earwax.
It, yeah.我不想讲那个一般人讲那个字，我不喜欢用那个字。
I don't want to use the word that most people say. I don't like that word.
但是蜡来的。It's wax. It's a type of wax, 是不是？如果你是耳里面塞住了很多这些蜡在这里，听不听到清楚？
If you got all this wax stuck in your ear, can you hear clearly?
如果塞住咧，听唔到，又揾医生嚟帮你整甩佢，系咪
？And if you got a whole head of wax, then you got to go to the doctor and get it cleaned out, right?
所以我哋有呢啲污秽嘅嘢阻止我哋听清楚神嘅教导。
So this kind of evil, these things keep us from hearing clearly what God wants to tell us.
所以我哋要将佢脱落，放低。
So we need to.Take it out. We need to take it off. Get rid of it.
今日有啲乜嘢嘅系阻止你听清楚神嘅教导
？So today, what is it in your life that's keeping you from hearing clearly the word of God?
你放低佢，唔好俾佢阻止你。
Set it down. Don't let it hinder you from growing in Christ.
嗱，呢个讲到我哋要领受神嘅教导，系咪？
It says here that we need to receive the teaching of God.
你听到咧，唔好左耳入右耳出啊。
You need to receive it. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other.
系咪？我哋系有好多人，我哋听唔入耳。
So often it's that we just can't hear it.
有时我哋揞住个耳仔唔想听。Sometimes we put our hands over our head. We don't want to hear it.
我哋要系领受神嘅教导。
We need to receive the word of God in our life.
但是21节都说要全温柔的心领受那所栽种的道。
And so we need to use a humble heart, a meek heart to receive it.
这个讲温柔的心，用温柔的心来领受神的教导。温柔呢可以是讲到谦卑。
And so a meek heart and a humble heart can be kind of similar. 就是因为是一个意思，就是要受教的心。
And what it actually means is that you have to have a teachable heart. You have to be a teachable person. 所以我们听神的教导，我们要有一个受教的心。 And so when you hear the word of God, you need to have a heart that's teachable. 因为如果我是没有温柔的心，人家教的东西给我听，我就扎定个马抗拒紧，反对挑剔争拗。And so if I don't have a meek heart when I listen, you know, I'm just standing in the combat position, you know, and I'm picking out all of your little bad points and I'm fighting and I'm resisting it. Is that a meek heart? 咁样系咪一个温柔嘅心？温柔嘅心就系一个谦卑，肯接受，肯听。And so a meek heart is a heart that's humble and is willing to learn, willing to hear, willing to listen.其实我们需要有这种的肯听谦卑，肯听 别人的。 And so we need to have a heart that's willing to listen and especially listen to God. 我们更加是需要愿意听神，是不是？我要先听神的道，然后将我们一切阻止我们认识神的东西清洗放低。 And so we need to listen to God, and all those things that would hinder us from learning more about God, we need to clean it out, wash it out.
有些人是批评、挑战、挑剔圣经的。
You know, there are a lot of people that just want to criticize, challenge, and nitpick about things in the Bible.
Now, 如果你有那种心，你是没有谦卑温柔的心。
And if that's the way that you're approaching the Bible, then it's not a meek, humble heart that's willing to learn.
我们谦卑温柔的心就不会批评，是要单纯的用信心接受。
And so if we have a humble, meek heart willing to hear from God, that means that we have a pure heart, a heart of faith, that we, a simple heart as we receive what God says.
那好多时咧，啲复杂嘅深奥嘅嘢咧，有深奥复杂嘅解答。
You know, so often when we find complicated issues, difficult teachings, that they don't have a simple answer,
系咪？有好多事系需要有逻辑思想、逻辑嘅教导。
And so often, you know, you need a logical thinking and logical teaching.
但系好多人唔想听呢啲逻辑嘅教导。佢话：诶，好烦啊！我唔想听，我就想听一啲安慰我嘅说话。
And then, you know, some people say, I don't want to, that's too complicated. I just want something that comforts my heart and makes me feel good.
系咪？我们需要是有个谦卑的心，因为有很多深奥的道理，令我成长的道理是需要慢慢的听，快快听，慢慢吸收。
And so often the things that I can really grow in Christ, they don't come, you know, they're not easy answers, and I have to be quick to listen but slow to absorb.
是吧？所以这个讲快快听，就是我们要快快听，但是我们其实要慢慢听，是吧？
And so it says that we need to be quick to listen, but we also need to be slow to listen. We need to listen slowly. That's kind of, it's hard to say, right? You get my point, right?
是很难解答，就是快快听，慢慢听，其实是，你明白，是吧？
温柔的心领受所栽种的道。 We need to use a meek heart to receive the implanted word, the word that God has already engrafted in you.
神已经将他的道放在你心里面。
God has already put his word into your heart.
那如果你今天是基督徒，你信耶稣那一刻，神将他的道放在你里面。
If you are a Christian today, the moment you became a Christian, God put His Word, a seed of His Word in your heart.
你有个种子在心， you've got that seed in your heart. 神是放在你心里面，你是已经有神的道在这里。
And God's put it there, you've already got His Word in there.
我们要愿意领受神的道。
We need to be willing to receive that Word that God's put in there.
是吧？其实不是我们能够改变自己，是神的话语改变我们。
You know, we cannot change ourselves. It's God's word that changes us. 那个道为什么在你心里面，我讲的例子我想你个个都有认同。How can you say the word's already in my heart? I'll give you some examples that can emphasize this point. 你有没有这个经历？Have you ever experienced this? 你来到一些的关口位，要做一些的决定的选择。Have you ever been in some crossroads where you need to make a decision, you need to make a choice? 或者你是面对一些的试探， or maybe you're facing some temptation. 或者你有一些的困难， or maybe you've got some challenges or difficulties. 当你面对的时候，忽然间你心里面有些声音。And as you're facing these issues, all of a sudden there's this voice in your heart. 提醒你说你是基督徒，圣经话。And then it says, this voice in your heart says, you're Christian, the Bible says. 或者有个经文弹起在你的脑里面。Or maybe a scripture verse comes to your remembrance. 或者有个警惕说，哎，我是基督徒，我不应该走这条路。Or maybe, you know,something, a check in your heart says, hey, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't be going this way. 有没有这个经历？ Have you ever had that experience? 那个是神的道已经在你心里面。That is the word of God that's already in your heart. Right? 它已经在那里，你要领受它嘛，你要接受它嘛。That's the word of God, you need to accept it, you need to respond to it.不要拒绝，不要抗拒。You don't reject it, you don't refuse it. 我们一路看神的话语，学神的话语，神的道越来越在我们心里面是更加是越来越多。And the more you study and read the word of God, the more you get the word in your heart. 神是要我们是接受祂放在我们心里面的道。God wants us to receive the word that he puts in our heart.
我觉得下半节讲能教你们灵魂的道是很好的。
I think it's amazing the end of this, the last part of this verse says it can the word unto salvation, right? God's word can save you.
神的道是拯救的力量。The word of God is powerful. It can unto salvation.
那这个是生命之道。That is the word of life.
我们手抓住这个圣经是生命之道。
The Bible that we hold in our hand is the word of life.
神的道能改变生命。
God's word can change life.
神的道能医治你。
God's word can heal you.
神的道能释放你。
God's word can set you free.
神的道呢，就是奇妙的道，是满有大能。
And God's word is awesome power, and
你看罗马书一章十六节， Look at Romans chapter 1 verse 16. 我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.For it's the power of God unto salvation.
神的道就是能力，可以拯救一切。
God's word is power and can save everybody who's willing to believe.
这个道呢，就是有力的。你今天面对所有的困难，神的道就是你需要的力量。
And the power of God is here at your disposal. All the challenges that you face today, God's word can give you the power to face it.
神的道是满有力量。我喜欢希伯来书四章十二节。
I also like Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
你要识这个经文，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.Because penetrates deep into the heart, the bone and the marrow, the spirit and the soul can cut right through. It goes right into your deepest thoughts. 神嘅道满有能力，系有功效嘅。The word of God is powerful and effective. 有功效，即是话要完成佢要完成嘅工作。And being effective means he's going to complete the work that it's supposed to do. 所以当你系听神嘅道，领受神嘅道，你唔使惊。And so when you hear the word of God, receive the word of God, you don't need to be afraid. 因为神嘅道呢是你生命里面有力的。Because the word has power. 神嘅道在你生命里面有功效。And the word of God in your life has effect. 我们看这本书呢就是你所读的书最好的一本。You know, reading the Bible is the best book that you could ever read. 其他书 是得字的。可能積埋知識，但冇力量。All the other books are just words. You can build a lot of knowledge, but they have no power. 雖然有人話知識就係權力，但係神嘅話本身係大能。Although they say knowledge is power, I believe that the word of God is power. 神嘅話語係有能力。The word of God is power. 所以你睇廿二節。So look at verse 22. 只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。So you need to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word, that you're not deceiving yourself. 嗱，呢个最难嘅一部分系咪？ This is the hardest part. 因为我哋知道咧，行咧就唔容易。Because you know it's not easy to do the word.我们喜欢听神的道，如果它令我舒服的话， you know, I like to listen to the word of God if it blesses me. 但是很多时不喜欢听神的话有原因。 But there are many times that we don't want to hear the word of God, and it's for a reason, right? 当神的话语呢指出你的错，令你内疚，令你不舒服，冚埋唔好睇咯。And when the Bible points out your guilt, makes you feel guilty, makes you, you know, put your sin up in front of your face, you say, I don't want to see that, and you close the Bible and you don't look at it. 是吧？如果圣经令到我内疚、惭愧，我唔舒服，我唔想再睇。And if the Bible makes me feel guilty and all that, then I just don't want to read it.圣经要实践出来。The Bible needs to be put into practice. 但是很多时呢，我们听就算数。But so often we hear it and we just forget about it. 那人家不想听神的话语，因为令到他内疚呢，有三个措施。Now there are three ways that people relate to the Bible when they don't want to hear it.Because it makes them feel guilty. 第一呢，聽唔入心，左耳入右耳出。The first is they just don't apply it to their heart. Let it go in one side, not the other. 係咪？第二呢，聽完就算。Second is just I'm just listening, but I'm not going to do anything about it. 第三個方法係做咩？選擇聽我中意聽嘅嘢，唔中意聽嘅嘢呢？The third thing is I just choose what I'm going to listen to. If I like listening to it, I'll pay attention. If I don't like what they're saying, I'm just going to go sleep. 是吧？有人即不是静静息息揞住个耳仔，但是心里面讲什么？I'm not really putting my hands over my ears, but inside them, you know, I'm just kind of, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? 因为听入耳唔想听嘛，因为我唔想做啊，明知系嘅，但系我唔想行嘅。You know, I don't want to hear it. I know what he's talking about, but I don't want to hear it. I know I should be doing that, but I don't want to do it, so I'm just going to pretend. All right?这个经文说自己欺哄自己是欺骗自己的。This scripture says that you're deceiving yourself when you do that. 你听到你知道神要你怎样，你明知神喜欢基督徒怎样，但你说，hey, 我不做，我算了，我不理，自己欺骗自己的。 If you know what God wants you to do, it's clear in the Bible what God wants you to do, and you say, well, I'm not going to do it. I know God wants, but I make all these excuses. The Bible says you're deceiving yourself. How often do we deceive ourselves? We think, hey, 无所谓啦, 神虽你这样讲, 他不是这样的意思, oh, it doesn't matter, God said it, but he doesn't mean that. 神是爱我呢, 虽然我做这些, 神不喜欢, 但是神是爱我, 他会给我过关, God loves me, even though I'm doing this thing, God doesn't like me doing it, but you know, God loves me, he's going to let me go by anyway. 是不是啊? 你说你自己欺骗自己了。It says you're deceiving yourself. 神说得到是要你做的。 If God said it, he wants you to do it. 不要再给藉口自己，不要再骗自己。 Stop giving yourself excuses, stop deceiving yourself. 受损是自己。 You're hurting yourself. 因为你 行不到神的道, because if you don't follow the word of God, you're not going to be blessed by God. 你看23节、24节。 Who looks in the mirror and sees their face and forgets what they look like?
有没有人会忘记自己的样是怎样啊?
早上起床,刷牙洗面, 梳头, 望下自己有没有暗疮, 跟着半个钟头之后完全忘记自己的样, 会不会啊?
You know, you wake up in the morning, you comb your hair, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you see if you got any pimples around.
Who's going to forget half an hour later what you look like?
你有没有人记得你的样子是怎样?
Do you guys remember what you look like?
我可以证明个都记得你的什么样子?
I can prove that all of you remember what you look like.
我们拍集合照的时候, 真的辉仔告诉我, 我们唐兄忘记拍集合照了,不好意思。
If we take a group photo, and I was told on an anniversary, we forgot to take a group photo. Oh no! But if you take a group photo,
你拍集合照, 你一看过晒出来的照片,第一时间你是找谁?
As soon as you take a group photo and you develop it and you look at it, who is the first person you look to see?
自己嘛。
我说在哪里? 我靓不靓仔? 那个pose那个样不靓啊。 And they say, oh, where am I? Oh, do I look okay? Oh, that I didn't have a good face.
大家记得自己是什么样?
Everybody remembers what we look like.
所以这个讲是荒谬。
So this is ridiculous.
但是当我们看圣经, 跟着我们不行, 我们不记得神的教导是讲什么呢? 是好像忘记自己的样子。
But when we look in the Bible and we don't do what the Bible says, it's like forgetting what God told us. It's like forgetting our own face, I'm sorry.
Now, 如果女士呢, 看自己的样子, 找到个暗疮, 会怎么做?
If you're a lady and you find a pimple on your face in the morning, what are you going to do to it?
Some of you say, pop it, yeah. 有些人就接着之后跟着找些化妆品就擦了看不到
And maybe you take some makeup, you know, you put it on there so they can't see it.
走出街就看到这里红一大那里红一大好噁心啊
You know, you go outside and you see here's a big red spot and there's a big red spot. Oh no!
如果你看圣经找到你的疮疤如果你只是盖住它行不行
If you look in the Bible and you find your own weakness, your own fault, your own sin, are you just going to cover it over? Because you call some 医治, 靠神改变, you call some 宽恕. What we need to do is ask God to heal us, ask God to change us, ask God to do His work in our life. 但如果只是掩住他算数呢，收埋摆埋后边啊，有什么用啊？ But if we just cover it up and put it behind us, then we're not going to change. What good is that? 神要我们改变，请你看25节， Look at verse 25， 唯有详细察看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且事上如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。这个经文叫我们仔细详细研究。The scripture is telling us to look closely, to examine, to look deep at what it's saying. 我们不是单单听到，我们是快快听，又是要行，但我们要仔细详细吸收我们所听的道，研究。So we need to be quick to listen, we need to be willing to do,but we also need to absorb and examine and look closely into what we're hearing. 我们需要是仔细研究，花时间去读神的话语，才是有福。You know, we need to be willing to put time and effort into studying the Word of God, to learn the Word of God, and in that way become blessed by the Word of God.有些人呢，灵修都没时间，怎有时间去仔细察看呢？ I know so many people that don't even have time for devotions. How can they have time to study in depth? 神想你改变呢，神要你有灵修。God wants you to change, He wants you to have devotions. 神想你不单只有灵修，要是更加有时间，花时间认识神的话语。God doesn't want you just to have devotions, He wants you to spend more time to learn and study about His Word. 遵守神的话语有福气，你要研究清楚先去遵守嘛。You know, if you follow the Word of God, you will be blessed. And you need to study the Word to know how to follow it. Am I? 如果我不识神的话语，要我做乜嘢，我系点跟从？ If I don't know what God wants me to do, how can I follow it? 所以我需要花时间睇神的话语。我想你留意下呢个廿五节讲得好好好。佢话仔细察看咩啊？In verse 25, it tells us to study in depth, look closely at what? 那全被使人自由的律法。The perfect law that makes you free, sets you free. 这个全被即是说神的教导，神的道理呢，就是完美。That means that the Word of God is perfect. 这个是完美的，是有三个原因是完美。There's three reasons why this word is perfect. 第一是因为神讲，神是完美，神讲的就是完美。The first reason, God is perfect, so His word is perfect. He said it, it's perfect. 是不是？第二呢，神的话语不会改变。And the second reason is God's word will not change. 2000年前、3000年前，一路到现在，这个圣经是一样的。2000 years ago, you know, 3000 years ago, God is the same, His word is the same, it doesn't change. 第三个原因是完美。当你是遵守跟从神的话的时候，你是完成神要你成为那个人，你要完成神在你生命的工作。And the third reason it's perfect is because as you follow the perfect word of God in your life, God changes you. You become the person that God created you to become. His word is going to have that perfect work in you. 神的话语在你里面会做他完美的工作。所以我们需要察看这个完美的圣经。人类的哲学呢就变来变去。You know, the philosophies of man change constantly. 人的心理学变来变去。Psychology changes constantly. 人的教育观的教育制又变来变去。And the principles of education change constantly. 神的话语没变，是完美。God's word never changes, it's perfect.
你要看看，他不单只是原理，他说使人自由的律法，法律。
Not only is it perfect, it makes you free.
你知不知道圣经是使你自由？
Do you know that the word of God sets you free?
那我们很多人觉得，不喜欢回教会，教会很多束缚，没有自由。
And other people say, I don't like to go to church, there's too many restrictions, I'm not free if I go to church.
对不住，圣经神的话语是使你释放的，是释放你，给你自由，有耶稣的真正的自由。
You know, the word of God, Jesus sets us free. If you have Jesus, you are free indeed.
你说外面的生活是自由吗？
Do you think there's freedom out in the world?
是啊，我有自由，我喜欢吃烟就吃烟，我不喜欢吃烟就不吃烟。
Yeah, I've got freedom, man. I can smoke if I want, and if I don't smoke, I don't smoke.
你真的有自由呢？你吃到烟呢？你戒到烟吗？
You really got freedom? You smoke? Can you stop smoking?
你问所有吃烟的人，戒烟容不容易？
Ask all the smokers in town, is it easy to quit smoking?
当然容易，我戒了好多次了。
Of course it's easy, I've quit many times.
戒完又吃，戒完又吃，戒完又吃翻，系咪？ Yeah, I quit and then I smoke again. I quit and I smoke again.
你冇自由，咁简单嘅一支烟仔都冇自由。
So simple, even with a cigarette, there's no freedom. 你唔信耶稣，唔跟从耶稣，你嘅脾气改变吗？
If you don't believe in Jesus, can you change your temperament?
成日发脾气，成日懒惰，唔信耶稣，有冇自由做一个积极嘅人？冇起劲，睇唔起劲啊！冇心机嘅。
You know, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, can you be the person that God wants you to be? Can you control your temperament? Can you control your temper? Always losing your temper?
No. 神俾我哋自由，释放我哋。
Jesus sets us free. He gives us freedom.
在耶稣里面有真正的自由。
In Jesus, there's true freedom.
昨天呢，我们搬音响的时候很搞笑的。
Yesterday, as we were moving the equipment for the outreach, it was really crazy.
我们叫货车，货车司机呢就来到暗暗沉沉，因为这个工厂大厦有很多车在这里要等排位，他说计数咯。
And so, you know, as we're moving the equipment, that got the truck coming, you know, there's a factory, and so a lot of other people moving things in and out. He pulls up and he says, well, I've got to charge you by the hour. I said, okay.
跟住喺度，我见到啲人搬货啊，嗱，佢做生意，我哋教会，我哋咪做生意。
And I saw the guys, you know, on the other trucks. I said, see, this is their business. We're a church. We're not making money from this.
He said, 你唔系赚钱啊？政府俾好多钱你啊，政府拨款俾你啊。
He said, yeah, but the government gives you lots of money.
I said, 冇嘅，我哋教会教政府唔俾教会钱啊，就俾社团，我哋教会宗教啊嘛。
I said, no, we're a church. We're not a religious or we're not a social organization. We don't get money from the government.
佢话有啊，赌场大把钱啊，发款俾人啊。
He said, yeah, there's lots of money from the casinos. They get money.
我哋教人戒赌，唔系教人赌啊。
I said, we teach people to get off gambling, not to get.
He said, 啊，你唔好教人唔赌啊，冇八千蚊分咯。
He said, don't teach people not to gamble. I won't get $8,000 a year.
司机你有冇赌？佢话当然赌。
I said, do you gamble? He said, of course.
咁如果你系唔赌，你唔止八千蚊啦。
I said, if you don't gamble, you've got more than $8,000 a year, right?
He said, 唔系咁讲啊，你千祈唔好教人唔赌啊。
He said, don't teach people not to gamble.
冇八千蚊分。跟住我哋搬走嘅时候，咁好彩咧，神嘅安排。打俾个司机，又系佢一听到我声音，佢话：你有冇搞人唔到啊？你搞人唔到冇钱分啊
！As we're packing up to move, get another truck, it's the same guy, and he hears my voice, and he says, "Do you teach people not to gamble?
No, nobody, you know, if you teach them not to gamble." 你话佢有冇捆绑啊？佢有冇自由 ？Is he free? Is he bound? 我哋有自由嘛？我哋唔需要做嗰啲嘢。
We're free. We don't have to do that stuff.
你跟住神行就有福喎。
If you follow the word of God, you're blessed.
嗱，我哋好快睇最尾嗰两节。Very quickly, we're going to look at the last two verses.
这个最尾嗰两节咧，就雅各俾两个例子我哋，系听神嘅道、实行神嘅道嘅例子。
These last two verses, James is giving us two examples of what it's like to do the Word of God. Two examples of what it is to do the Word of God.
26节第一个例子就系、若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住自己嘅舌头，反欺哄自己嘅心。这人是虔诚，这人的虔诚是虚的。
第一个例子就是你要控制你的舌头，神叫你不要讲不应该讲的东西。
And the first example of what it is to do the word of God is to control your tongue.
如果你真的跟住神行，你会控制你的舌头，神会帮你控制舌头。
If you are truly following God, you will control your tongue.
你知道你的舌头呢，是一个很大的挑战。
You know that your tongue is a good, big challenge.
因为你是可以用你的舌头犯罪，你都可以用你的舌头来祝福人。
Because you can commit sin with your tongue, or you can bless people with your tongue.
你的舌头呢，你可以祝福，你都可以咒诅。
You can bless others with your tongue, or you can curse with your tongue.
你可以赞美，亦都可以拆坏。
You can praise God, or you can destroy.
你嘅舌头呢，可以鼓励，亦都可以攻击。
And you can encourage others with your tongue, or you can attack others with your tongue.
如果你可以控制你嘅舌头，你系可以听神嘅话语，祝福人，鼓励人，安慰人，赞美，欣赏人。
And if you can follow the word of God and use your tongue wisely, you can bless others, encourage others, lift others up, appreciate them, you can praise, and you can comfort.
一个好好的例子，听神的话语，你有选择。
It's a great example for listening and following the word of God, but you've got a choice.
第二个例子廿七节
，The second example is in 27。
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
The second example is, you know, how do you relate to people that are in difficulty? Do you love them? Do you care for them?
对那些受苦困难的人，你怎样关心他？有没有爱心？关心，
关心别人，自己不要被沾染。
And as you encourage and bless other people, don't be influenced by their sin.
你这个被世俗，
这个写什么？
不沾染世俗。
Not to be influenced by the worldly influences.
这个就是一个很好的例子。
澳门是一个很世俗的地方。
What a great example. Macau is a very evil worldly place.
是吧？澳门的赌场赌城是这个文化是一路侵犯我们。
You know, Macau, this casino town, this environment of the casino town is constantly attacking us.
是吧？你有没有被这个赌城的文化沾染？
Have you been influenced by the casino influence here in Macau?
世俗的思想，是不是被时下青年人那个思想沾染？
Have you been influenced by the common attitude of most young people today?
你是不是受很多人的一般人的男女关系的思想沾染？
Have you been influenced by most people today, their attitude about boy and girl relationships?
我们很容易被世俗的东西沾染，我的思想，我的行为。
We can be influenced by our thoughts, our actions.
如果你行神的道，听神的道，你会被圣经沾染影响。不是被沾染，是被圣经影响。
If you follow the word of God, do the word of God, you will be influenced by God, not affected by the world.
所以我们要做什么？我们要听，快快的听。
So what do we need to do? We need to listen to the Word of God. 我们需要是心里面领受。We need to receive the Word of God in our heart. 我们需要是行道。We need to do the Word of God. 我们需要详细察看神的话。We need to examine closely the Word of God.我们要求神给我们能力去实行祂的话。We need to ask God to give us strength to follow His word. Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们在这里看到你的圣经，叫我们快快地听，慢慢地说。你要我们听你的教导，你要我们领受你的教导，你要我们实行你的教导。主，我求你真的给我们每一个人有这个心，就是将你的话语放在我们心中，是给我们去一路跟从你，不要跟从世界，不要受世界的污染，不要受世界的文化。我们求主给我们受你的影响， 受神耶稣基督你的释放的能力，有神你的教导在我们心里面，是成为我们的力量，成为我们的释放，成为我们的医治。主，求你帮我们有一些我们觉得难做的地方，我们不肯放低的地方，我们不肯听你话语的地方，主耶稣，我求你释放我们的心，用你已经栽种在我们心中的道影响我们的，可以与世界分开的，可以脱离世界的沾染的世俗的东西。主要靠你真的给我们一个心里面是跟从你，跟从到底，不要做一个不冷不热的基督徒，不要做一个自欺人的基督徒。求主给我们可以做一个真正的实践神的教导的基督徒。我们多谢主，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。